Bickley and Murata. Mock my world.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
Are you mocking me?
9:30 listeners to Bickley and Murata mornings are freaking out right now going, it's Thursday. We're almost
to
the weekend. Eh, not the case. We're getting preempted by D-backs baseball tomorrow, so we're moving up Mock My World to Wednesday. Last week on Mock My World, we went to all things in the bug world and worms. And Dan Bickley eked out the win.
Get out.
It's only fitting that he won by 0.3 percentage point over Jarrett, who tested the whole system. He put the whole system on trial by picking worms.
He sure did.
And a lot of people agreed with Jarrett that worms are bugs. But, Vic, you had 32.9% of the vote with Bugs Bunny, the Bee Gees, Lord of the Flies, and Black Widow.
And I was leading for a lot of that, so I think the anti-worm people made a push.
They showed up late, and they showed up loud.
Indeed.
Jarrett was second. I finished third, 23.8%. Sarah, 10.7% of the vote. Today, in honor of our visitors from across the pond last night here in the Valley, the Rolling Stones, playing another show out in Glendale. We are going down the road in sports and pop culture. People and things that have stood the test of time.
Like it.
It's a little abstract in its nature, but I kind of like that too. In reverse order of last week's results, Sarah will get the first pick. I will go second. Jarrett third. Vic, you will go fourth. And it's a four-round snake-style draft. Sarah, what you got?
This probably feels like a cliche answer, but I really do believe that it's true. Betty White has and will always stand the test of time.
Betty. Indeed. White. And you've certainly stole that pick from Jarrett. I'm sure that was high on your list.
No, well, she's... no. She's not alive anymore. So...
The time beat her, is what you're saying, Jarrett?
Yeah. Well, then you wouldn't be able to draft people. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a perfectly good pick.
It is. Fine, it's a great pick.
She stood the test of time until she didn't.
Her legacy will live on.
That's right.
Her class will live on. Her humor will live on.
I'll keep with the theme of possibly picking, stealing a pick from Jarrett. I don't like the guy. 21 years into it, LeBron James, still pretty good at basketball.
That was my number one pick.
He's...
Jarrett. No, that was a perfect noise that you
That's
just made.
That's what I was going to say. Take the cue, Jarrett.
Because that is my first pick is The Simpsons, which have stood the test of time in two ways. The classic episodes from the early seasons are as good as anything on TV still to rewatch. And the show is still on TV 35 years later.
Okay, Jarrett, you made your point. Would you have thought of that had we not dropped that clue for you?
That was my second pick.
All right.
Behind LeBron. I had that on my list.
All right.
Two picks for me?
Yes.
Number one, give me Al McCoy. Oh. And number two, give me Keith Richards.
Kind of along the theme of the whole game today.
Yeah.
Keith Richards. Medical marvel.
Oh, Al McCoy. How great was Al McCoy? On those
for our two visits,
he's fantastic.
His weekly appearances during the Suns playoff run. One of them was during the playoff run. One was after they already were eliminated. The poor guy
wasn't really even a run.
I'm going to go
jog
with Madonna with my second pick. Madonna, who at age 95 is still performing. In fact, last week performed for 1.6 million people in Brazil.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I saw photos. It was nuts.
Wow.
Brazil shows up.
Well, they do. with my next pick, I'm going to go with a television program that is not like The Simpsons at all. 60 Minutes.
Oh.
Still a bastion of journalism and investigation after all these years.
But it's only 60 minutes. It doesn't stand the test of time.
Shut up, Jarrett!
That's a great show. All right. I am going to go with, I know that this has been drafted several times recently, but it truly does stand the test of time for me and many others. I'm taking the music of the Beatles.
Ooh, good one.
Love them, love them, love them.
I made this point. Can I share the point that I made in the pre-show meeting?
Please.
About the genesis of this whole thing was the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones are the perfect, like, branch off from this. The Beatles and the Rolling Stones, that was the debate forever. Beatles, Rolling Stones. The Beatles broke up before I was born, and I'm 52 years old.
That's unbelievable.
And the Stones are still going.
Yeah. That is truly
unreal.
Crazy. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take with my third pick here. I'm going to go with Cal Ripken's Iron Man streak.
Mm.
Ripken's
Iron Man. I don't think that'll ever fall.
It's one of the records that will probably never be broken.
Doesn't make sense for the game these days, but all right, that's me.
Yeah, when you got guys missing games because of soreness and discomfort. You think Cal Ripken was ever sore or uncomfortable during that streak?
A few times.
I'm guessing he was. My next pick, I'm going television show again. And I'm probably contradicting myself because it just ended its run. But it was phenomenal from start to finish. HBO's Real Sports.
Oh, okay.
Was maybe the best sports television show going. And HBO punting on sports is just, ugh, gross.
Yeah, they lost boxing a few years ago and people couldn't believe it because that used to be such a signature thing of theirs.
Jarrett?
All right, I'm going to go, and this is between two and it's very tough. I'm going to go with Fenway Park. Instead of
the other one?
Yeah. Because I feel like specifically the Green Monster is iconic and it still holds its place as one of the iconic venues.
The
in
monster
sports.
At Fenway Park. It's iconic. It's wicked iconic.
Uh-huh.
Vic, you got two picks to complete your team.
All right. Give me the Great Pyramids.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty strong.
And give me Legos. Legos. Still as popular now as they were when they came out in the 40s.
And they still hurt as much when you step on them barefoot as they ever did.
Indeed.
Jarrett?
All right, I'm going to go with an event that has stood the test of time. No matter how they continue to change it, it never fails. March Madness.
They're going to ruin it. I'm just warning you.
What, by expanding?
Yep. They're going to ruin it.
It will feel like they're going to ruin it, and then when it happens, it'll be great still.
That's true.
All right, my last pick, I'm going to go with an older celebrity who's nearing triple digits. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Still kicking.
Literally.
Yeah.
Still dancing around, kicking. Yeah.
Sarah, you got the last pick.
Yes. All right. I will take another older celebrity, although I would never say that to her face. Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's a good pick.
She is a good one.
That's a good pick.
Love her.
You got Dolly Parton and Betty White on the same team.
How about it, right?
Yeah. All right. Celebrities, sports.
Nobody picked.
Here we go. I knew you were. Here we go, Jared.
Nobody picked Law and Order, any of the Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
Never seen them.
Nobody picked the Kentucky Derby.
Nobody picked Cher.
Shakespeare.
Oh, nobody Cher. Picked the Arizona Coyote.
Shakespeare's a great one. Nobody picked the Coyote.
I should have. I just thought the Legos one was funny. I should have taken Shakespeare instead of Legos.
I had wine on my list.
Wine? That's a good one.
Yeah, it's biblical and it gets better as it ages.
That is true. That's one of the first beverages ever mentioned.
The royal family. Mead, Vinny. Mead.
I think this whole mead thing.
The royal family might be not testing the time so much.
Yeah, I think people are pretty done with it,
All right, Sarah's got Betty White, the Beatles, Ripken's Iron Man streak, and Dolly Parton. If you're just tuning in, you're wondering, what is this? I got LeBron James, 60 Minutes, HBO's Real Sports, and Dick Van Dyke. Jarrett went with The Simpsons, Madonna, Fenway Park, and March Madness, and Bick went with Al McCoy, Keith Richards, Pyramids, and Legos. What has stood the test of time best? We'll get this up on X. You decide at Bickley_Murata. It is Mock My World.